Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 4. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, where the Word of God says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. And what we see in that text is one of the several passages of Scripture that gives what I refer to as the job description of the pastor. When it's talking about the elders here, it's talking about those men who the Lord calls to lead local churches. And what we see here is a threefold admonition given to them. Number one, they are to feed the flock. That means that pastors have the responsibility to give the Word of God to the flock of God. The pulpit is a very sacred piece of furniture, and it's dedicated to the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. I would encourage all those of you who are pastors to make sure that your pulpit is strong with the Scripture. And those of you in the pew, pray that your pastor will always preach the Word of God, not opinion, but the Word of God. The second admonition is to lead the flock. It says there that the pastor is to basically have the oversight of the flock. That means he is to lead the flock from the spiritual perspective, leading the flock according to the Word of God, not according to the whims and the ways of the world, not according to what is taking place even in theological circles around us, but the pastor has the responsibility to lead the flock according to the Word of God, that the flock might be upholding the Word of God in every aspect of its life and ministry. And then thirdly, the pastor has the responsibility to mentor the flock. He is not to be a lord over the flock, as it were, but be an example of Jesus Christ to the flock so that the flock might be able to, by his example, be drawn closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a threefold responsibility that every pastor has: to feed the flock, to lead the flock, and to mentor the flock. If you're a pastor, I would encourage you to commit yourself to those three things. And if you do, as it says in verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 5, you will receive the crown of glory that fades not away, that is a specific crown given to those who are faithful pastors. Now, if you're not a pastor, I would encourage you to pray that your pastor will be faithful to feeding the flock, to leading the flock, and to mentoring the flock, so that the flock of your local church might be exactly what the Lord would have it to be for his honor and for his glory. And by the way, support your pastor as he feeds the flock, leads the flock, and mentors the flock, and God will bless. Father, I thank you for this description, this job description given to pastors. It is my prayer that you'll take it and use it in the lives of each and every one of us who've been called into the pastoral ministry, and that you will encourage through your word and through your spirit others to pray for those of us who are in pastoral ministry. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up, for remember the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.